You're listening to Morning Edition on IPR News. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Imagine you're walking down the street in New York City and you hear this. That's Lady Gaga being played by violinist Charles Yang and bassist Michael Thurber. And it's part of a YouTube video called The Human Jukebox. The video is just one of the many musical stunts that Michael Thurber has done through a group called CDZA. Here's how The Human Jukebox works. On a street in Brooklyn, a table, several jars, each one says something different. And when people donate money into a jar, the musicians react. So the Lady Gaga jar. Or the Bach one. Or Michael Jackson. Or Speed Up.
We set up on the corner. We had no idea what was going to happen. And, you know, within about 20 minutes, we just had a giant crowd. And it was amazing to see how people reacted. And to actually hand control over to people that don't know anything about music and that are not in a concert hall. They're just walking down the street on their way to lunch or work or whatever. That was really interesting and really exciting.
Michael Thurber does a lot. He's a classically trained musician and a composer who writes music for theater. Thurber is also an Interlochen alum, and he's coming to Northern Michigan this week to debut an original piece for a full orchestra. And Michael Thurber joins me right now. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
What are you trying to accomplish with this kind of work that you're doing?
My goal is to bridge gaps in communication between all these different art forms. There's a lot of segregation in music right now, which is a real shame because, you know, the word genre, it's not a real thing. I mean, that's a marketing word that was invented to categorize music to help people buy it, you know, and that's okay. There's a good reason for that. But when that starts to get in the mind of an artist, it's very dangerous because then artists start to say, you know, I'm a jazz musician or I'm a pop musician, when really music is much more porous than that. It's much more universal than that. And so my goal in everything that I do is to do things that combine different musicians and different artists of different backgrounds, culturally and artistically and musically, and find common ground, because there is always that common ground because it's music. And I think the more that I do that, the more new opportunities and new things reveal themselves, new creative directions. And also it's just more fun, man. It's just more interesting that way, you know?
You're coming to Interlochen this week to do something I read that you've never done before. It's a performance of a full orchestra piece that you've written called The Three Musketeers, A Play for Instruments. And it sounds like fun, but what is it?
Woo! That's a great question, man. I'm still figuring out what it is. It is, as of now, it is a, to put it in classical terms, it's a quadruple concerto, meaning it's a piece for full orchestra featuring four different soloists. And the piece, the narrative of the piece, the structure of the piece is based off of Dumas's, you know, novel, The Three Musketeers. I called it a play for instruments because it's very theatrical. And again, it's not based off of a musical form like a symphony structure or a sonata allegro form. It's based completely off of the narrative of this story. And there's a lot of interaction between the soloists, and each soloist represents a different one of the musketeers.
How did the piece come about?
I had always wanted to write a piece of concert music that would feature myself and some of my friends, because we kind of have a cool thing going on in New York with this group of musicians that are all, you know, in their mid-20s, all doing these different things that have studied classical music, that have studied jazz, but also are really interested in pop music and current music, and are trying to find different ways of dealing with that and expressing that. And so I really always wanted to write a piece of music for the concert hall that would showcase that and celebrate that.
Especially with your work with CDZA, you've gotten a lot of young people watching these videos, maybe more interested. How important is outreach to young people to your work? Do you think about that a lot?
I do. Absolutely. I think that CDZA was an exercise in that in a lot of ways, in exposing people that don't know anything about instruments and older forms of music to that. And so I think, you know, that goes hand in hand with what you're saying about the younger audience. I think a lot of kids, they just don't have exposure to older forms of music. But with the internet, they can. It's all right there at their fingertips. You could listen to anything. You can watch anything. You just have to know to look for it. And so to me, that's what CDZA was all about. Now, you know, with everything that I do, I mean, of course, I would love everybody to listen to all of it and like all of it, but that's out of my control, you know. But I think specifically with CDZA, yeah, the younger audience and just the non-classical audience was definitely the target, you know.
Michael Thurber, thanks for doing this.
Hey, thank you so much. I'll see you soon.